This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. An amazing story about a Sikh who came to me and he wanted to accept Islam. And what's really amazing about this story is not the fact that he's Sikh and wanted to accept Islam, that's amazing in itself, but what guided him to learn more about Islam. And this story happened a couple of years ago when we were at an Islamic center in the UK in Birmingham, opening up a new Islamic center. It was myself, our brother Mufti Mink, and Sheikh Wasim Kimson. I was giving you the first or the second lecture. After I finished my lecture, we went to the, you know, the speaker's room, the VIP room where the speakers go after their lectures. And I was waiting for the other sheikhs to finish, and then we were all going to go out to dinner with the brothers and the sheikhs. As I was sitting there in the room, one of the team, one of the brothers, the volunteers, came up to me and said, "There's a Sikh guy at the door who wants to speak to you. Should I let him in?" I was a bit surprised. I said, "Of course, you know, let him in and see what he wants." He came in and sat down with me, and he told me that, you know, he's very interested in becoming a Muslim. And he told me his story. He said, you know, that after I started to learn more about Islam, I started watching the lectures of Mufti Mink. And mashallah, just like many of the Muslims who have been moved and inspired by our brother Mufti, he also was very inspired. And when he heard he was going to be in Birmingham, where he's from, he came to talk to him directly about him entering Islam. But after he attended my lecture, he told me that, you know, there was a connection or something between me and him. Perhaps the fact that I'm a revert to Islam and he wants to now enter into Islam, he found some type of connection. So he said, "I wanted to speak to you instead." And he started to tell me his story. Now, it was really amazing is that, I mean, how he learned more about Islam, because he was someone, as he said, you know, from his family. I don't know if this is all Sikhs, you know, who have this hatred towards Islam and Muslims, but he said, you know, his family and where they're from in India, they, you know, were raised that, you know, public enemy number one, their main enemy was Muslims, and they had a very strong hatred towards Muslims. We've seen other Sikhs who have stood, you know, with Muslims in certain events, so I don't know, like I said, if that's all of them, but this is how his upbringing was. And then he started to tell me his story about how he was guided to learn more about Islam and why he was there that day to accept Islam. And that was because one of his colleagues at work, who was like him, you know, born and raised in the UK, but he was Muslim. And this Muslim brother was implementing the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he used to dress. A forgotten Sunnah for many of us, a Sunnah that we don't really focus on, which is how he would wear his trousers alayhi salatu wasalam, and how he encouraged the believer to have his trousers that they should be above the ankles. Many of us today, we buy the trousers from the store and it's below the ankles, and we don't really care about it, and or you say there's an opinion of some of the scholars that it's only makruh, so people leave it. Whether it's wajib or not, that's something for another time, but it's the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is how the believing man should dress, with his trousers above the ankle. So as this proud Muslim came to work implementing the sunnah, he was joking with him, the Sikh guy's joking with him, said, "What are you doing, waiting for a flood? Why are your trousers so high?" The Muslim, he heard this, and he let it slide, but he said he's gonna come back to him and give him some dawah. This is, and he, sometimes these small things, this could be the key. This is a very important dawah lesson. This could be the key that opens up the door for a dawah conversation. Why do you wear like that? Because the Prophet Muhammad used to wear like this, and he encouraged us. Islam is this. And you open up the door for a dialogue with that individual. Someone comes up to the sister. "Why do you wear hijab?" And he, "Because I'm modest." That's not why you wear hijab. Go back to why you really wear the hijab. And then open up a dawah dialogue with that individual who's asking you about the hijab. Allah gives us these type of opportunities, but we have to be able to take advantage of it. So this brother, alhamdulillah, he came back and he said, "Do you know why I wear my trousers like this?" He's like, "Why?" He said, "Because of the teachings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to wear like this and he encouraged us to wear like this." He explained to him. This Sikh went home that night and start to reflect on that. To this depth, they know the teachings and follow and love the teachings of their Prophet to this extent. What is this religion? Where even how he used to wear his trousers, how he used to encourage them to wear his trousers, that this is how they wear as well. So he went and started to read and to search about Islam until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up his heart to want to accept Islam. Did he accept Islam or not? You have to wait till the end of the video to find out. So he came in, alhamdulillah, and he sat with me and explained to me all of this. And he had just a few concerns about, you know, he said, I'm not really concerned about my family, even my wife. He said, I don't care how she takes it. I mean, he had gotten to actually a pretty good level. He just needed a little push. I was trying to encourage him. His main thing was just his mother. Because, you know, as you know, a lot of people, when they come, there's another important da'wah lesson. The people who come from, you know, very strong cultural backgrounds, they become alienated when they accept Islam. Their local communities and families, you know, they fight them. They kick them out from their communities. So they, you know, they have that feeling of loneliness. It's not an easy thing to be able to face for many people. So this is what he was facing about, you know, how his mother was going to take it, any more so than anyone else. And he just needed a bit of an encouragement. I was sitting with him for actually quite a long time, working with him, hoping he would take that step and take his shahada. But what had happened, the other lectures had finished, and the brothers were very hungry, and the point was for us to go out and have dinner with the other sheikhs. And obviously these gatherings are very beneficial when the sheikhs come together and we have some more volunteer brothers, different questions, different things we talk. We do have benefit. It's not just about, you know, the food, it's the atmosphere, the gathering. So we all enjoy these things when we travel. It's one of the benefits of traveling and lecturing, what have you. So the brothers are like, you know, shit, we gotta go. It was getting very late, the restaurants were gonna close, I understand that. But for me, we have the opportunity now for a shahada. There's another da'wah lesson here. We're giving da'wah lessons through the story, not just telling a story. That, you know, you have to sacrifice sometimes. It might mean that we have to leave our meal. The brothers might have to leave their meal. But if we can get someone to accept the haqq and to be guided, that's more valuable than any meal. Something we can eat later. The restaurant's closed. We'll grab something from a petrol station. We'll grab something, you know, anything. Or we'll eat the next meal tomorrow morning. It's not that big of a deal. But under the pressure, and then, you know, he just wasn't sure. He said, you know, that he wasn't ready at that time. I don't know if he finally accepted Islam or not. And perhaps he's watching this. And he could tell us, inshallah, in the comments below. If he did accept Islam, I'd be interested to know. I wasn't able to keep in contact with him. But really, I benefited from this story, how something, as we look at as being small, not that big of a deal, implementing, acting upon one of the sunnahs of our beloved Prophet ﷺ, opened up this man's eyes and then opened up his heart to hidayah. He was ready to take that step, ready to accept Islam, learn Islam, and he was saying that he believed that Islam was the religion of truth. All of this from where? From following the sunnah of how our beloved Prophet ﷺ used to wear his trousers.